In this video, we'll talk about let go of negativity. We all have a voice in ourselves that tells us that we can't do something. We can call it your inner critic. All too often, we make the mistake of listening to it. That can cause stress in your life, not to mention a lack of fulfillment. It may seem daunting to become aware of that voice in your head. However, once you're aware of it, you can start letting go of its negativity. Recognize your self-talk. Negative self-talk is very damaging. You need to redirect it to achieve personal growth. Once you can identify negative patterns within your thought processes, you can turn them into positive energy. Becoming self-aware is a vital step to living your best life. Each step you take takes you closer to your legendary life. Sometimes our inner critic can be helpful. It can help us to stay motivated. If your inner voice tells you not to eat that burger because it's bad for you, it's sensible to listen. However, all too often that critic is harmful, not helpful. It can breed excessive negativity. That negative self-talk brings you down. Negative self-talk takes several forms. It may sound grounded, like I'm no good at this, so I shouldn't do this in case I get hurt. Alternatively, it may sound mean, like everything I do goes wrong. It may sound realistic, like I got a bad mark for this math test. That means I'm no good at this subject. It may even become a fearful fantasy, like I'll fail my class and never get into college. Negative self-talk limits your ability to truly believe in your abilities. By diminishing yourself, your confidence is also undermined. This stops you from putting in place positive change. Therefore, it stops you from your full potential and living a legendary life. Negative self-talk is linked to poor self-esteem and high stress levels. This reduces your motivation and makes you feel helpless. The more you say to yourself you can't do something, the more you'll believe it. You start to believe that you need to be perfect, but perfection is unattainable. You begin to feel depressed and insecure. This can even cause you to develop relationship issues. Most importantly, negative talk isn't positive. Positive self-talk, on the other hand, is instrumental in achieving success. This has been proven in studies that have been carried out among athletes. These showed that those who participated in positive self-talk achieved greater success. So, how can you identify that inner voice and take steps to address it? Catch your inner critic in the act. When you notice yourself listening to that inner voice, stop straight away. Would you speak to a child or a good friend that way? If not, it's negative self-talk, and it needs to be stopped. Remember, feelings and thoughts aren't always real. Just because you think something negative about yourself doesn't mean it's true. Thoughts may be skewed and subject to moods and bias. Try naming your inner critic. When you do this, you're acknowledging that it's outside you. This helps you to recognize you needn't listen or agree with it. It also helps you to see the ridiculous nature of some of those critical thoughts. Contain that negativity. Only allow that inner critic to criticize certain elements of your life. Alternatively, limit the length of time you've prepared to listen. This restricts the impact of negativity on your life. Turn negativity into neutrality. Catch your inner critic talking to you negatively. If you can't stop yourself from listening, try to change how intense the language it uses is. Turn "I hate this" into "I find this challenging." Using gentler language helps to mute the negative power the critic has. Question your inner voice. Negative self-talk frequently goes unchallenged. Catch yourself in the act and then question whether it's true. Most negative self-talk is an exaggeration. If you call yourself out, its influence is less damaging. Be a friend to yourself. Your inner critic is often your worst enemy. It allows you to say things to yourself that you'd never dream saying to a friend. Imagine if you were saying such negative things to a loved one. How would they feel? Instead, imagine how you'd share those thoughts with a friend. This will help you to change negative self-talk into positives. Change your viewpoint. Try thinking long-term. Will this thing upsetting you now really matter in a couple years? Look at your problem from a distance. This will shift your perspective. It'll help you to minimize the negativity. Talk out loud. When negative thoughts stay in your head, they're more powerful. Speak them aloud instead. That helps you to see how ridiculous your negative self-talk is. It will help you to realize that it is unrealistic and unreasonable. Speak it out loud to a friend, and you'll also gain extra support. Stop the thought in its tracks. You can do this physically. Wear a rubber band around your wrist and snap it when you experience a negative thought. You can do it mentally by visualizing a sign saying stop. You can even just try changing to a different idea when you have negative thoughts. This works especially well with extremely critical or repetitive thoughts. Turn bad into good. This is the best way to combat your negative self-talk. Try replacing those negative thoughts with good ones. It needs to be accurate, but also encouraging. For example, instead of saying, I'm bad at this, say, I'm still learning how to do this. Embrace your mistakes. If you want to live a legendary life, you need to fail forward. Recognize that there are no mistakes, only lessons to be learned. If something bad happens, learn from it. When you accept your shortcomings and mistakes as an opportunity for personal growth, you'll be less fearful. You'll also be more self-assured and confident. As a result, your life becomes more fun and rewarding. Most of us feel bad when we make a mistake. We feel angry with ourselves. Many of us beat ourselves up mentally, time and again. It's important to avoid this. Look at each mistake as a gift. It gives you a chance to explore areas which you need to work harder. Maybe you need to change your approach. Explore what took place and why. This will help you put the situation right in the future and avoid making the same mistake again. On the other hand, don't refuse to acknowledge your mistake. Don't blame others or the situation itself. A victim mentality will not help you at all in the long run. You must learn how to learn from it and move on, growing stronger as a person. How do you learn how to embrace your mistakes and failings? Be open about the possibility of making a mistake. All humans make mistakes. Embrace them as a chance to learn a life lesson. Yes, you may get hurt. However, you'll learn how to move on instead of wallowing in disappointment and regret. Be aware. Always look out for areas that can be improved. Become aware of what you do and why. How do you feel about it, and how are you making others feel? You'll actively be seeking betterment and avoiding unnecessary mistakes. Accept responsibility. No matter what happens or what mistake you've made, take full responsibility. Even if there was another party involved, you can always learn something. It's liberating to accept responsibility. While it's difficult to admit that you're wrong, it demonstrates your courage and strength. It also helps you to commit to your personal excellence. You'll also be accepting responsibility for putting things right. Fix something that was done badly. Correct a misunderstanding. This will help you to make better choices in the future. When you're open to life's lessons which can be learned from all encounters, situations, and events, you'll empower yourself. As a result, your relationships with others will be richer and more meaningful. You'll also develop a greater self-respect, greater maturity, and more integrity. As a result, you'll be able to work on your plan to live a legendary life.